Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked your dinner. It's a recipe I've been wanting to try, and this was the perfect chance to do that. And also, thank you for all your help with my project at the office. You didn't have to do all that, and your help made all the difference. Everyone is so pleased with how it turned out. Oh, it's so nice of you to compliment my little apartment. I had to laugh when you said it wasn't too girly. I don't think there's a kinder, more generous person in our whole company. You help everyone who asks, even if they're not on your team. I've never heard an ungracious word out of you. Even tonight when I tried to provoke you about the folks in accounting, who get on everyone's nerves. You don't play politics. You don't gossip. I like what you said a little while ago about how life should be more like golf than football. Just playing your own ball down the fairway. I think everyone loves you a little for being like that. I know all the women in my department do. Why are you so surprised at that? Don't you notice them flirting with you all the time? Little things like with their hair, touching your arm, and smiling and standing close to you. The extra open button on their shirts. I've seen them look at you, and I've seen you look back at them. But when they're looking at you, you only look at their faces. They could be topless, and it's as if you'd never notice. But I know you're interested, because when they walk away, you get this look on your face as if you want something, and you just can't have it. You can't bring yourself to ask for it. You look so sad then. It breaks my heart. I have to say, that's why I asked about how you were when you were a child. It's quite a story. Your parents, cold, repressive, and afraid of everything. So you spent your adolescence either in school or your bedroom. And you felt invisible. Like no one ever really saw you. You couldn't date until you were in college. I had to laugh when you told me you feel as though you were raised by the actors in the black and white movies you watched. Is that why you stand when a woman enters and leaves a room? Nobody does that anymore. Except you. Honestly, you would have been better off if you'd been raised by wolves. It's as if you come from another time. A more polite time, perhaps. But not like ours. Aren't there things you want from people? From women? When the pretty girls in the office touch your arm, don't you want to touch them back? Oh, I don't think they'd call HR if you took a quick glance at what they're showing you. They're showing you for a reason. Ungentlemanly. It's ungentlemanly to flick your eyes down to their cleavage now and again. Here. I'm going to open my shirt, and I want you to look. I'm wearing a bra. Don't faint or anything. They're nice, aren't they? I like them. I'm proud of them. They're big, but they hardly need a bra. They look really good in a cocktail dress and a bikini. A really tiny bikini. You look surprised. Well, you only see me in my work clothes, so I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you're surprised. But don't you like to cut loose sometimes? Take a chance on a girl and see what happens? The worst that could happen is you get rejected, or maybe your face slapped, right? And what might happen if I took a chance with you? Here I am with my shirt open, and I can see your struggle. Look or don't look. I want you to look. I want you to stare. I want you to perv on my tits, and that's just the start. Here, leave everything on the table and come sit on the couch with me. And sit at the end, and I'll sit on this opposite end. And instead of tugging the hem of my skirt down, I'm going to lift it a little, and you'll see why. But don't you like my legs? With my little skirt pulled up, almost to my hips. The heels make them even nicer. Why do you think I'd wear heels for dinner in my own apartment? So, I'm just going to sit here, relaxed and careless about keeping my knees together. Ah, oh, that's good. Now, I want you to look at my skirt. I mean, really look. I know you have an inner pervert, so look. Now tell me the color of my panties. Red, that's right. That's right. Just like the bra. Good job. Because there isn't much of these panties to see, maybe I should spread my legs a little wider. Give you a better look. I'll bet if you look carefully, you'll see a little wet spot. You did that. And now I'd like to play a little game. I'm going to tell you to do something, and then I want you to tell me to do something. No, I'm not going to tell you to wash the dishes, silly. I'm going to tell you to stand up and take your shirt off. Yes, right here, right now. That's good. You have a nice body, what I can see so far. Nice abs, just enough hair, trim waist and broad shoulders. Makes me want to touch myself. You don't mind if I put a finger over my panties and give a little wiggle, do you? I didn't think so. Now you tell me what to do. Stand up and take off my bra. Yes, Daddy. Oh, now there's a smiley like. You be my daddy, and I'll be your good girl. And now your good girl wants to see your cock. So kick off your shoes and drop your pants so I can have my look. Come on, there's no reason to be shy. I'm asking you. I want to see. Oh, Daddy, is that for me? It's so beautiful, thick and just right. Do you jerk it? He must, right? Don't get all flustered. Your face is as red as my panties. Come on, be honest with me. You jerk it sometimes, right? You said you don't have a girlfriend, so I imagine you have to take care of yourself. What do you mean? This isn't a proper conversation. Do I have to smack you to get you out of the 1950s? I have news for you. They didn't talk about masturbation in those old black and white movies, but that doesn't mean that in real life people didn't do it or talk about it. Well, I guess probably didn't talk about it as much, but they should have. See, I do it a lot. Sometimes in the bath, sometimes in bed. I have a drawer full of toys. Do you have a fleshlight? I didn't think so. I just asked to see you blush even harder. Do you like the way I look? Sitting on the opposite end of the couch from you with my legs wide open? Just nod. You look like you're not finding your words at the moment. And so it's your turn to tell me to do something, but I can tell that you're too shy to ask for what you want, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to pull the little gusset of my wet red panties over to the side and tease my clit while you watch. Yes, watch. I want you to look. And I want you to stroke your cock like you do when you jerk yourself off. Actually, I'm going to take my skirt off, and then in a minute, I'm going to slide my panties down my legs and leave them on the floor. Then I'll be as naked as you. I can tell you like what you see. Your mouth mumbles, but your cock screams, "Look at me." I know this is conflicting, isn't it? You're so buttoned up and proper all the time. But don't you want to be dirty sometimes? To have a girl on her knees pulling down your pants and pulling out your cock to blow you? What? You've never had a blowjob? Christ in a Chrysler. What the fuck? Jeez. If you were to come on a girl's chest, it would probably spell out, "Vote for Eisenhower." I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm making fun of you, but I'm not. I just want you to have good things because you're so good to everyone. And you're handsome and sexy. Yes, sexy. Now watch while I stand up in front of you and put my thumbs in my panties. It won't take much until they just pass my hips, and then they just glide down my legs straight to the floor. You can see my bare, bald pussy with its little drops of my arousal. So, naked girl standing in front of naked boy who has never had his cock sucked. Whatever shall I do? Well, I think it's time for dessert. On my knees. No, I think you like that idea, but you still look conflicted. As if gentlemen and proper ladies didn't suck cock and eat pussy, sweat and squirt and talk dirty. I'm here to tell you they do. I do. Now you do too. I can't believe no girl has ever done this for you. You were afraid to ask, weren't you? I thought so. Well, you won't have to be afraid anymore. Oh. At least you're not around me. I like it. I like swirling my tongue around your head. Switching it from left to right. Just in that sensitive place at the underside. Do you like my hand on your balls? Oh, cupping them and keeping them warm. Just nod, I can tell you're having trouble talking. Oh, don't come yet, Daddy. Here. I'm gonna lie on the couch and spread my legs. Why don't you come in for a closer look and a taste? That's right. Get right in there. I'm going to put my legs over your shoulders. That's good. Your tongue. Right there. You've done this before, right? No? Well, you're like a bear to honey. Oh, Jesus, that's good. Oh, yes, right there. Just like that. Oh, I feel that finger. Oh, good initiative. I'm gonna have to clamp my thighs around your head. I don't want your ears to get cold. Oh, Daddy. Oh, keep doing that. Don't stop. I'm getting there. Jesus, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm still holding your head right up against my cunt. You actually want to breathe, right? Okay. Now it's your turn. I'm just going to turn over on my stomach and I want you to slide that thing into me from behind and fuck me like you've always wanted to. Fuck a girl. Well, yes. Slow and tender is often very nice, but haven't you ever thought about just pounding into one? Just taking what you want? What feels good? Give it to me, Daddy. I'm asking for it. Pound that thing into me until you burst inside my cunt. Not used to girls talking dirty. I can tell. You like it. Oh, that's right. Oh, maul my tits while you fuck my hot dripping cunt. Oh, fuck. That's right. That's good. Yes. Oh, hold my hips and ram me. Oh, Daddy. Daddy. I'm gonna come again. It's too good. It's too good. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Come, sweet. Let me have it. Let me have your hot load. Shoot that jizz inside me. I can take it. I'll do it. Come, Daddy. Oh, God. I feel it. Oh, it's what I want. Keep fucking me while you come. How do you feel now, Daddy? Like a 21st century man instead of some constipated movie character from 80 years ago? Good. I'm glad. You did great. Here, pull out of me and let me turn over. Ah, that's good. Oh, put it back in me while it's still pretty hard. Rest there, into my arms. I'm going to put my legs up and around you, nice and warm and secure. You're a natural, and you feel perfect inside me. I think you're ready to let that old you go back to 1950, and you stay here with a much more fun present. I see you. I see the real you. Sweet and kind, but also powerful in the very best way. And I think you should start looking at those girls who want to show themselves to you. They can't do any harm. And they'll like it. But if they want you, they're going to have to get past me.